This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to a mindful Ramadan. Sadness, disappointment, fear. We've all experienced these emotions. Some people fall apart. Some people question their faith. But some people emerge with a stronger conviction and are empowered by the lesson. Today's topic is about acceptance, and it's very dear to my heart because I apply it both professionally and personally. Professionally, I've used it with thousands of people, gained radical acceptance through the betrayals, through the abuse and the disappointments. And personally, on a personal level, it has really helped me to accept some tragic losses. Many of you already know that about 6 months ago, I lost my mother, who was not only my best friend, she was a role model and my biggest cheerleader. And she went from being a strong, successful entrepreneur with positive energy to motivate anyone around her, playing beach volleyball with my friends, full of vitality and life and ambition, to becoming completely paralyzed by a debilitating disease, ALS. She lost her ability to walk, she lost her ability to eat, she had a feeding tube, and she lost her ability to even speak in the last year. And towards the end, I was not able to even see her, say goodbye to her, or even pray on her janazah. And it was through that acceptance that it helped me to actually come to terms with this. And not only to accept it, but to believe in the Qadr of Allah, because the acceptance comes from accepting the Qadr of Allah. And alhamdulillah, it is why this topic is so dear to me and so precious. And we are so blessed to have a very special speaker and guest with us today, Dr. Rania Awad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, I am so impressed with the work that you're doing. Dr. Rania is a practicing psychiatrist, MashaAllah, based at the Stanford University. And she's a clinical associate professor in Stanford Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences. MashaAllah, research and director of Stanford Muslims and Mental Health Lab. You are also, MashaAllah, you've written a textbook on combining psychology and Islam, which is so impressive, mashallah. You're involved with organizing and leading the way, mashallah, for the health professionals, the mental health professionals. It makes me so proud to see the effort that you're making. You're a shining star, and we're so happy to have you here with us today, mashallah.
Barakallahu fiki. Thank you so much, Anna. I really appreciate being here, and I want to send you, again, my condolences for your mother, rahmatullahi alayha. And I pray, inshallah, that it's an easy road for you, even though it's very difficult.
Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. It is with the acceptance that, mashallah, Allah makes everything easy. And that's why I feel this topic is so critical, because we've all experienced different kind of losses and struggles. And when we learn the concept of acceptance, what does it do for us? Tell us from a clinical perspective how acceptance helps us in the healing process.
Absolutely. It very much is a very powerful thing, as you mentioned, subhanAllah. It is really a core factor in being able to move to the next stage. We talk about how when difficult things happen and there's tribulations of various sorts, we always talk about the stages of grief, right? Which has in it, at the very end of it, acceptance. And when you think about what that means, and by the way, those stages don't happen all one after another necessarily. Sometimes they overlap and sometimes we go back and forth before we finally get to that level of acceptance. But clinically speaking, when a person is able to reach that point, they're able to then move to the next chapter, if you will, of their life, and move forward, even if it means, you know, kind of mentally move forward, even if they're not able to physically or even emotionally move forward just yet. So I think that's an important piece of this puzzle.
Absolutely. It is the last stage. And once we get that, and I think not fighting it and realizing that whatever is happening, I think what gives me that comfort is knowing that everything that happens is for our best. And whether it is painful, whether it's difficult or not, when you know that the master plan is perfect, then it helps you to surrender.
Absolutely right. And I, you know, reminded by what you're saying of the ayah in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah that talks exactly about this, you know, where it's very difficult actually when you read this verse. It actually, I'll read it inshallah. It says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And so sometimes, you know, the translation is, and perhaps you might hate something or don't like something, but it's actually good for you. And perhaps that you might like something and it's bad for you. And Allah knows and we don't know. Yeah. And that last part of it of like, sometimes we don't know is part of that acceptance, is kind of accepting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately knows what's best for us. And having that kind of that trust and hope in Him are the keys to acceptance.
It is. That's such a powerful verse. And many times it's used, and it is about understanding it and accepting it in your heart, right? Because it's so easy to say, to accept it, but it's a different level when you really implement this level of acceptance. So beautiful reminder, mashallah.
And you know, sometimes we ask ourselves, you know, with this idea of acceptance, or in Arabic, we would call this, you know, rida bi qada'illah, right? Like the acceptance of what Allah has written for us. And sometimes people ask, you know, why? How come? Why did this happen to me? Did it have to be me? Right? And I want to say that these are very natural questions, even on the path of acceptance. Like, even as we're working towards acceptance, it is only actually human to ask these questions, right? And so it's not the questions that are problematic to have in our heads and to ask about it, but rather to figure out what to do with that. How do you answer the questions that come about? Because what you mentioned at the very beginning of some people, you know, accept and move forward quite nicely, and others really, really struggle. And sometimes it wears down the very fabric of their own faith, right? And kind of a lot of life circumstances really start to shift because of a tribulation or difficulty that happened to them. So, you know, part of this is just remembering that in that ayah that talks about Allah knows and we don't know, is remembering that in not maybe understanding fully the story is also the acceptance. It's part of that acceptance, right? That Allah promises to give us sakina. Sakina is this serenity in our hearts. Yeah. Yeah. If we accept the plan that He has in place for us.
Right. With the questions you were saying, that it is very natural. I like to adjust it, and I get my clients to adjust the question by saying, instead of saying, why did this happen to me? By saying, what is the wisdom of this happening?
Beautiful.
Because that sets our mind into searching for the wisdom, because there's always wisdom. And you may not see it right then and there, but when you're searching for it and there's that certainty in your heart that it is going to come about, whether we realize it or not. So
that, I love that. Yeah. I love that reframing. That's a beautiful way to reframe. You know, what does Allah want for me? What is the message in this for me? And sometimes that really helps, because then you also build a strong bond with your creator, the one who has decided all things for us, right? And in that, there's a dialogue. There's actually a dialogue. So many people say that they don't feel that they have a connection with Allah, with God, and or have even a dialogue. They might do prayers, like the ritual prayers, but don't necessarily dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what you're teaching your clients there is basically how to have a dialogue with Allah.
And it keeps you connected. It keeps you connected. You don't feel that, because the verse is that He is closer to us than our jugular vein. So if He is the closest thing to us, we need to constantly have that line of communication open, inshallah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always remember that we sometimes think we know what we want, but Allah knows what we need.
Yes. Yes.
That's very powerful.
And surrendering to that. Yes. Surrendering to that, because you may want so many things, but it's not in our best interest. So right. In acquiring this acceptance, right, the how do we attain this? How do people who are right now being challenged, whether with losses, whether with you know, losing their jobs or loved ones. How do you get to the point of getting to that level of spiritual maturity? Because it really does take quite a bit of maturity to achieve this.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, inspirational quote that I always go back to is actually by Imam Shafi'i. He had this beautiful quote where he says that he finds that his heart is at ease knowing that what was meant for him will never miss him, and what misses him was never meant for him.
Beautiful.
And that's powerful.
Very powerful.
When you think about that, like nothing is haphazard. Everything is very much already in. And so we have these anxieties and worries about things that may never even come our way in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. Or be tribulations we have. And there's other things that do come our way. And it was meant for us. And in that, I'm also reminded of another, in this case, an ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَيُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا, right? Nothing will ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained. So if He's ordained it, then He reminds us too, also in a different ayah, right? Where لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وَسْعَهَا, right? That Allah's not going to burden us with what He gave us, that tribulation and trial. He's not going to burden our souls more than we can bear.
And it's so amazing. I feel like Allah is comforting our hearts through these verses, through the hadith. A hadith that comes to mind is the one that if the whole world was to, you know, to plan or to plot against you and Allah didn't will for it, it wouldn't happen. And if the whole world was to do something for you and He didn't want it, it wouldn't happen. So it's basically telling us to lessen our anxiety, to let go, and to surrender. And that there's a lot of peace and a lot of healing that comes through that. So those are beautiful verses that you reminded us of.
I love that. The let go and let God, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mashallah. So in this process of attaining acceptance, what would you like to share with our audience as far as how to attain this?
I would say that it's very much a work in progress. It's never a once and done kind of situation. Acceptance, or the rida, you know, that having that acceptance in the qadr of Allah, like what He's written for us, is something that we have to work on daily, actually. And sometimes they are the small things and sometimes they're the big things, right? Yeah. Sometimes we do well with one and not the other, and that's just the nature of life. And so when we remember that, I think it's to know that every day we get up to sort of say to ourselves, right, you know, I accept. And this is actually a practice of some of the greats, if you will, of our Muslim past, that they would actually get up and say, Allah, I accept everything and anything that comes my way. Give me the strength to carry it through.
Right, right. It reminds me of the tranquility prayer.
Yes.
God, give me the strength to change the things that I can change.
Right.
The patience to accept the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So
exactly.
When we go with that mindset, it's like nothing will really shake you. I mean, obviously we'll feel those negative emotions, but you don't have to hit rock bottom. You don't have to, you know, fall into despair. It's just amazing how healing it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's part of the acceptance process too. I mean, that's the goal, right? Like that we get to a point where we feel healed through this, what is actually a difficult world. I mean, this the scholars talk about the dunya, the world that we're in, as the abode of tribulation. Like it's meant to happen, and happen, these tribulations happen consistently to us, and everyone has a different set of tribulations, right? No two people have exactly the same. And in that, you know, having that acceptance is that word again from earlier about sakina, or that serenity that enters our hearts when we know Allah has our back.
Yes.
You know, yes. Then He's
going to see
us through.
Right. I love that. There's an analogy I use. I say it's kind of like these trapeze artists in the circus, right? And when they, you know, how do they do the things that they do? It's because of that safety net, right? Mm-hmm. No one would dare do those kind of stunts if they didn't have the same. And Allah is our safety net. And when we know that He has our back, it's definitely comforting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think about how if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you to something, He has promised, literally promised us in the Quran that He's going to see you through it. So sometimes we lose sight of that. And we forget and we say, no, I don't want this, right? Situation.
Right.
And none of us, I mean, the reality is none of us want to be in a pandemic, right? Like that's where we're at this moment in history. But subhanAllah, there, I always think about like, what is the wisdom in that? Like you phrased that so beautifully earlier. What are we meant to take from this? What are we meant to learn from this? That specifically, that example is something we're all going through globally, right? Yeah. And experiencing it at different levels, but there's a certain acceptance of like, okay, Rabbi, you have decided that this is what humanity is going to face now in 2021 and 2020, right?
Yes.
And who knows how long, but we accept this. Please give us the strength and the wisdom to carry
yes.
through.
Yes, it's a beautiful dua. And I think when you do that, then you don't fall into the despair. You don't fall into the anxiety because many people who have not developed, it's a muscle, right? It's a muscle. This acceptance is a muscle. And I look at life as an obstacle course that Allah has designed with our strengths and weaknesses in mind. And it's like someone going to an obstacle course and saying, well, this is too hard. It's meant to be hard. It's meant to challenge us. And I think as we build our acceptance muscle, we gain mastery. Little by little.
Absolutely. I love that so much. And I appreciate that example of the muscle, right?
Yeah.
It's what we were saying earlier, right? It means that every day we have to strengthen it. Kind of like exercise. If you go at it for a period of time, you get very strong. But if you leave it, the muscle regresses. Like it actually weakens and goes back to its original state or even worse, potentially. And less of the muscle, right? It wastes away. And
right.
So we will keep on actively working on it. We lose something there.
Yeah. And I think it has to do with being gentle with ourselves as well, because there's always that initial shock. We may be, we may not handle it the way that we want, especially if the muscle is a little flabby, right? So, but as we are gentle with ourselves and work towards that, aspire towards that, because Allah never expects perfection. He just wants us to keep striving. And I think that's an important message because some people, you know, we know that with the hit of calamity, we are supposed to have that level of acceptance, but it takes time to develop that.
Absolutely. And I think about how Ramadan, you know, speaking of Ramadan and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a month in the year that taught us or teaches us basically how to get up every single day and get through a difficult task, right? And it's a marathon, it's a daily thing, and it's not a sprint. And if we're not gentle with ourselves, right, through it, we burn out and we can't really actually get it done. And we lose the essence of what the month was for in the first place.
Right, beautiful, yes. It's getting that the training ground and a launch pad for the rest of the year. So inshallah, we strengthen ourselves in these areas and we can move forward. And in your practice, what have you seen, like the role of acceptance in working with clients? I'm sure you've heard some horrific stories as we have in this line of work. And how do you feel like acceptance plays a role in achieving that sense of, let's say, whether it's peace or coming to terms with what has happened?
It is a key and crucial component of the healing process. It really is. And it's kind of very similar to the stages of grief that we talked about. It doesn't happen always linearly or in a, you know, in a neat fashion all the time.
Right.
But it's definitely something that is, I would say, one of the keys to healing. And without which it might be very actually difficult to do so.
Right.
It is also what allows and gives hope to the future. Mm-hmm. You know, because if we can accept even if it's troubling to us, but we can accept what happened in the past, right? We're able to kind of move forward from it into the future. And really, we talk about this a lot in therapy of rewriting that narrative to be your own narrative, right?
Yes.
And making sense of it in a way that helps you heal and move forward.
Yes, yes. As you were describing this, I just, I imagine when someone is stuck in the why, it's kind of like being in quicksand. You know, if you're just asking why, let's say, if I just say, why did my mother have to die? Or why did this have to happen? Then you're just stuck. You're never going to move beyond that. But if you ask, like, how can I move from this? Like, how can I learn? How can I emerge? Then you're actually, it's kind of like getting a rope and you're like pulling yourself out of this quicksand.
Oh, I love that. I love that example of pulling yourself out of the quicksand and kind of giving yourself tools by which to do so. I also think another layer of this is really when you reach a point of acceptance for what's happened, whatever it may be, one of the things that I also find happening is that people have, it heals not just them, but sometimes I also find that it heals their relationship with their creator, right, with the divine and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think about how acceptance is really the fruit of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll explain what I mean.
Beautiful.
So like having love, when we think about people we love, right, it's people that, we accept them, right, for who they are. We see good in what they do, and we call that acceptance, right? We accept them, we love them, and there's an unconditional love, right? And when you love someone or something, you're willing to kind of see past difficulty, right, or see past something that's not pleasing to you, because there's a core kind of love there. And so I think about how acceptance is the fruit of that love, right?
Oh, beautiful.
It's your ability to kind of really have that loving relationship with God.
Yes. I love how you bring that up, because, you know, there's the five A's of loving by Rico, and it's just beautiful how the five A's of loving. So acceptance, attention, affection, and one of the, and allowing, and there was another one, acceptance, affection. Okay, I'll remember it, inshallah. But the acceptance is a big part of it. And I love that you associate that, because usually that's drawn for relationships and marriages and with families. But to have that with Allah is a beautiful connection.
Alhamdulillah. I think that's the goal here, inshallah, for everything that we're doing and all the difficulties that we may bear in this life.
MashaAllah. And, you know, I feel that there's been so much progress within our Muslim community. I know when it was like 1998, when I graduated from my master's program. And at that time, the Muslim community was very resistant to anything about mental health. And there was just it was a stigma. It was a taboo. No one wanted to talk about it. No one was conversing about it. And it just makes me so happy seeing people such as yourself, mashallah, dedicating your life in research and connecting the gems from our community. I love what you are doing as far as that Muslims, they were the forerunners in the field of psychology and mental health, and bringing that and sharing it. And mashallah, now I feel that there's so much more openness. It has become so much more acceptable, which is heartwarming, and I'm so happy.
Speaking of acceptance, yes.
yes, our communities are becoming accepting of mental health, and it's not as much of a taboo, and it's being discussed, and mashallah, the imams and the shuyukhs and the masajids are working hand in hand with mental health professionals to create awareness. So it's like, it is such a catharsis. You can't imagine.
I fully imagine, mashallah. I was part of that era where I really felt like I was on an island all by myself trying to do this work. It was like, who else is doing this work? Let's work together. SubhanAllah. And although we still have a long way still to go, we are much further than we've ever been.
We really have. It's comforting. It's definitely inspiring to see the progress that has been made. And I really enjoyed your discussion, the discussion about acceptance. Are there some parting words, some gems that you'd like to share with the people tuning in as far as acceptance and what you would like to say as your parting words?
Absolutely. I thank you so much for having me here. I think it's been a wonderful discussion on this concept of acceptance and moving, you know, having it be kind of a healing process for all of us. Mm-hmm. What I would probably end with here is, you know, as we think about acceptance in order to heal, in order to keep marching ahead, right? And to me, sometimes what I do, and when I think about how difficult, especially the last, you know, time here has really been for all of us globally, I think about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these tough times, but it's also made us tougher, you know? And I remind myself that whatever He sends our way, He has the power to also take it away, inshallah.
Nice.
And that if Allah brought us to it, then inshallah ta'ala, he's going to bring us through it, inshallah.
That's a beautiful perspective to end on, right? It's one of optimism, one of hope. And as a believer, we have no choice but to be optimistic. I always love saying this, that we have no choice. You know, we can't be a pessimist. We have to always have that hope and that knowing that Allah is capable of all things and he can get us through this. So JazakAllah khairan for your reflections, your beautiful reminders, and may Allah reward you, reward your family for all the hard work that you're doing for, you know, mashallah, the Muslim community. And may Allah put barakat in it and keep you going strong, and really we benefit it. JazakAllah khairan.
Iyakum, Allahumma ameen, and all the same to you and more, inshallah.
Thank you so much. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.